Welcome in here to another year of Trojan Preview here on KJAN, our chance to catch up with the Atlantic Head football coach. And we've got a new voice to speak with here this season as Joe Brummer has taken over the head coaching role. Of course, we've had talks with him here for you already on the air here recently. But now getting into the season and getting ready here for week one. Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
Yeah, no, hey, I appreciate you guys stopping in, and it's always a pleasure.
Well, you're getting prepped here, and you've had some time, obviously, to work with the guys and get them into now game week mode and get prepared for an opponent. How is the off season and the summer and now the first part of practice gone for you?
Hot this week. we've kind of made some adjustments to practices and moved times around and gone later in the day. But so far, the kids are doing really well. We always preach control what you can control. Weather's not normally something that we can control, though. So that's one thing that we just got to control our attitude and our effort when we can not control the weather. So the kids have been doing a really good job of adjusting. They've picked up to the offense, picked up to our defense, and a lot of new faces. So it's really good to see that the kids are doing a great job with being able to adjust and play on the fly and practice on the fly.
Yeah, well, and we've talked about this already. Obviously, there's a lot of turnover for the team, a lot of seniors that left that were very important to the program last year, but you know, always that happens in high school football. You've got to be next man ready to go. Have you felt like those guys are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with their new roles?
Yeah, we've definitely seen some leadership development with this senior class. Some really guys are stepping up and being vocal, and even in the junior class, we're seeing a couple guys definitely speak up more and take on that vocal role, as well as we have a lot of like those silent leaders that you need that are just lead by example kids. So to see these guys step up, Garrett McLaren's been one that he's done an excellent job there, stepping up and kind of filling that vocal leadership role. Dayton Templeton's kind of one of those quiet ones. You always hear from Dayton, but you'll see him in the front of the lines working hard, be doing that extra stuff. Really a great guy in the weight room for us this summer. Dayton made some great strides. Ethan Sturm's another senior leader that we have, that those three will be heavy relied upon for kind of that vocal and that effort, that they did an amazing job this summer and this fall working hard and definitely stepping up in that role.
We had a chance last week to finally crack some heads with somebody else to get to the scrimmage there with Carroll. What did you come away with there, and what did you think your team did well, and what do you want to work on?
The game speed thing was huge for us. Not just going kind of the buddy system at times with, you know, going up against the same guy over and over and over again. That it was great to see a different opponent. Coach Rowetter did an amazing job of having his guys ready to go, and I thought we played really well. It took us a little bit to get used to a varsity game speed, though, with some of our guys. They played a lot of JV. They played a lot of other sports in varsity, but the speed of football with the full pads is a little different. So our offensive line took a little bit of time adjusting that, but as the scrimmage went on, we got better as the day went on. I was super happy to see our defense play really well. They were flying around. We have 9 new starters on defense, but it's the same system, same voice, same having Coach Satoff out there stealing the plays. So they responded really well to that and flew around, and we're playing really good defense. And as the scrimmage went on, our offense started to come along with us. So it was really good to see.
Well, and as you mentioned with the pads, you don't get much time with that, towards the end of your practice run before you're getting ready for games. So it's a little bit different story sometimes for guys. Once they get the pads on, you're hitting other opponents and going that full speed and feeling the sting of some of those hits. You feel like the guys have responded well to that?
Yeah, definitely up front. We've had some pretty physical practices. We're definitely trying to ramp that up because the first scrimmage that we had, the first couple of plays, Carroll definitely took it to us there. So I was very happy and pleased to see the kids, especially up front, responding well, that we were trying to ramp up the physicality, doing more of our tackling drills, doing more of our blocking and physical stuff, that they've held up well. They're taking care of their bodies. You'll see them walk around school with their water bottles, their gallon jugs, and they're doing a great job of not only taking care of their bodies that way, but the weightlifting aspect. We've incorporated more of that this year, that they're showing up, they're working hard, and I think our kids are really starting to get more and more ready for the physical demands of a long 3A, 9-game season.
Well, now you get to take on an opponent here, a game that's, you know, means something here on the schedule. You get to start off here with a Hawkeye 10 opponent here in Glenwood. So it's a team that the guys are, you know, at least familiar with some of the athletes out there because they compete against them in other sports. It's been a while since we've met them on the football field, but this is a great opportunity against a team and a program that's really improved here. Coach Foss has done a good job down there building them up. What are you expecting here from the Rams in week one?
It's same Glenwood, though. They're going to be physical, fast, and big. They do what they do really well. They get out in space and they run. You can see that with their sports across the board. They got a phenomenal track team. Their basketball team gets up and down. They play that fast pace. And even their baseball team, they like to steal, run, hit, move. And they got athletes. They're going to have athletes across the board. The Sell kid, the Mayberry kid, the Patton brothers. Like, they've got dudes everywhere. CJ Carter's another guy that they have athletes across the board, and they know how to use them. So they're going to be dangerous because a lot of those kids are returning. A lot of those guys played in the system last year. They're losing Bloom and the Bales kid, which are two big losses because they were phenomenal athletes. But just to replace what they lost with what they have now, it's still amazing to see that they can just kind of reload instead of rebuild. So it's going to be a great first challenge. They do what they do really well. They like to spread that ball out. It's going to be downhill, hard hitting up front on both sides of the ball, and it's going to be a great test for us up front.
It would appear that offensively they're going to be a team that kind of, I think, wants to do a little bit of what you're doing, you know, mixing it up a little bit, showing you some different things. Both Sell and Mayberry got time in the backfield last year, depending on and injury situations, and they both can run a little bit, and they both can throw the ball, and that's probably something they want to mix both in. I guess, what are you doing defensively here to prepare for them?
Definitely trying to match up our athletes with theirs. They have phenomenal athletes, like I said, around the corner. If they move, if they have one quarterback in there, if it's Sell, if it's Mayberry, the other one's probably going to be playing somewhere else. Just because they're so athletic and gifted kids that you just can't not play one of those kids somewhere, I'm assuming. So it's definitely going to be make sure that we're properly lined up. Definitely getting off the ball. Kind of mixing those coverages up. We don't want to stick in one thing the whole game and give them the opportunity to adjust, make their adjustments, because they have a great staff. They're full staff with 8-9 guys over there that they'll be ready for our adjustments. So keep them guessing, kind of change the coverages, change the looks, stunt up front, make sure that we're not just sitting that vanilla defense the whole time. To definitely try to keep them on their toes and try to play that chess game that football is.
Well, when you're turning it around and you have the football, I think you want to do some of the similar things. You've got two guys that are very capable to play quarterback for you as well, and they have done so here the last couple of years, and they can show you some different looks, and both can run and throw the ball. So is that kind of the plan there as well, to throw some different looks out there from your side of the offense?
Yeah, we're trying to kind of take the playbook out of Harlan's hands there and try to do what they do best, and it's be unpredictable. One time we're an I, one time we're in doubles, then trips, and just the more stuff that we can do well is something that you have to prepare for in a week. Going on a week-by-week basis, it's really tough. If a team can line up in a pro I set or double tight and run the ball, and then the next thing you know, they're in trips, doubles, spread look, and we're very fortunate that we have the quarterbacks there that can help us do that, that they're gifted in different running events, different sports that they do really well, that they can get after it and move and make us as versatile and different as possible. But it's definitely trying to confuse other teams by our looks and change things up and try to get us in the best matchup possible.
This first week matchup here against the Rams, is there anything that stands out to you in particular that you know you're going to have to do well if you want to come out on top of the scoreboard?
Yeah, it's the same stuff we preach, our top three goals that we have every week, and it's who's going to win the rushing battle, who's going to win the turnover battle, and then who's going to be more physical. That's kind of the name of the game and about everything with football, because if you control the turnover battle, you're going to get more chances to score. If you control the rushing battle, you have the ball, and the other team can't score, and then just the physicality thing of being able to do the first two because you're physical. So it's definitely something that we try to harp on and preach and remind the kids of. Those are our three goals. They're not lofty. They're not flashy. It's win the rushing battle, win the turnover battle, and be more physical.
obviously those are the things that you want to see here at the end of the day. Is there anything else that you're looking at here early in the game that you we've good indicators of, you know, you're stepping in the right direction?
Yeah, with the first week, you got those first week jitters. The kids, no one being able to go on to, being able to go on a different snap count, changing that up, having 11 guys out there at all times, with special teams, running in and out, being sound where we have 11 guys on the field, is a huge thing that we need to make sure in these first couple weeks is really what kind of makes and breaks some teams and the difference. If you have to waste a timeout early, if you get a 5-yard penalty that backs you up, or you can gain 5 yards on somebody is huge, especially early in the year. And then definitely fighting that heat battle, making sure the kids are hydrated, making sure we're rotating guys, trying to stay as fresh as possible, especially with these bigger schools that we're going to be playing that we're not used to, that not as many guys play both ways for teams. So it's definitely trying to keep those kids fresh and keeping those mental errors limited as possible.
Well, this will certainly be a great test here for you in week number one, and it'll be great, I'm sure, to be at home and at the Trojan Bowl and get that taste of the home crowd being there to support you guys to start the year. I'm sure they're anxious to get out there and just give it a go.
Yeah, especially with last year, with just the uncertainty of everything. Having COVID going on, not having a home field till the last couple games. Really excited and hoping we see a big crowd with a lot of people out there. These young men have worked really hard. I'm hoping to show off all their hard work that they've put in to as many people as possible. We want a huge crowd, home crowd obviously, but definitely to show the support for these kids and how hard they work in the summer. There are jobs that they have outside of sports, outside of weightlifting, and then outside of school that they work all these different things to try to show off their talents is huge.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time here to talk to us here in week one. We look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, appreciate it, and thanks a lot.
All right, that's Atlantic head football coach Joe Brummer, and that's going to do it for Trojan Preview here in week one on KJN.